Radio.
You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
What's going on? This is Mr. Runtelda.
So how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. And yourself? How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, can't complain.
That's what's up. I see we had some snow the other day.
Yes, we did. Just a little sprinkle. You know, not like I like it, but we done been cooped up in the house, so we don't really need no blizzards going on. Mm-mm.
No, we don't.
Yeah, and today is just cold, you know. Normally, any other winter, I want like one blizzard, keep us in the house about 3 days. Today, I go stir crazy. So this lets you know just how crazy I am.
I'm glad I know how to deal with that.
Well,
I do even have a radio, so that's more than enough for me.
I'm glad you don't either. Yes, crazy me is no fun. But I'm not like a bad, bad crazy, so, you know, that's good. I'm not going to jump out the bushes and stab anybody.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
See, you want
yes,
for the Super Bowl?
Well, yes. That is coming up. I'm excited to see The Weeknd perform. I want to see, like, who he brings out and everything. Because he's been committed with, you know, his whole little, like, trend, you know, with this project and his whole like, little look. You know, but I'm excited about the show today. You know, we have the very talented Miss Lovely Tamar that will be joining us later on. And you know what? This month, we basically all of our guests would have been women.
They
would have been women. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah. They were.
No, I know. Well, I say would have been a special guest for last week. You know, she was not able to make it, but we have her coming on at the end of February. So, and I let her know that everyone was definitely filling her track. So that's definitely a good look. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of track, we can get into our track right now if you want.
Yes, we can. We can get to our first track of the day. And definitely shout out to my homie, Tata G. You know, this is his new track, Lights Out.
Yeah. So I believe 1988. It's from my brother. We miss you, my man. Rest in peace, D. Yeah. Here I go. What you know about me? Do you know I can't sleep at night when the lights go off? Only God.
Ricky Bobby, Taylor Dagan Nights. See you catch a flight, but let's be real, that's off the COVID price. Cut off all your lights and do 140 on my dashboard. Never caught a body, ain't no stamps to be your passport. Not the same in the interview, no question, but you asked for it. Change the blicky nickel plated, and I got a stash for it. I be fucking beats up like a chick that just got cheated on. Persia make you get up like you niggas just got seated wrong. Had your mama talking to your spur through a Ouija board. Bitch, I'm Tiger Woods, my arm good, this the PG tour. Niggas counting Tay out, box him and he fade out. Catch one is catch all, tell my niggas stay out. Tell me where your crib at, your mother told you stay out. Since 18, go 10 licks, I'm bringing Mookie Play out. Show me where your top's here, I'm throwing niggas off that. Clip a half a circle, bullets live inside a carcass sack. Rapper smoking moon rocks, Call it the Martian pack. Speak from GHS, bitch, I'm catching every scar for that. Beat the shit out, niggas, crack your head just like an Easter egg. Cross some time with the state, and a nigga beat the feds. I was having snipers with lifers, we all coexisted. How I beat the feds, my DNA so with snow ballistics. Christmas time, Kris Kringle, shit on a shingle. Hard knocks, locking a sock, while you on Chris and Mingle. Street vibes are very like, heavy bitch, no Barry White. Partied every Friday, but now it's ice paradise. Shooter and a driver, we looted for every dollar. J-Rock walk up on you and hit you with screwdrivers. Catching in a jail, we were so blunted. Watching TV, my uncle's Maryland's most wanted. You can miss me with them days of glory, another story. They told me act my age, I went and caught me a 40. A nigga shot my house up, trying to bring out the convoy on 30th. Gave his ass wings, go ask John Boy. Realest nigga in the city, tell him put a stack on it. When they set the date, I'm going Drake back to back on it. Always had a code D, took the charge, you know me. Talk behind a G wall, that's why they call me OG. Big homie, soul crack, soul dope. I sold weed, sold pills and lean them for real. On deck like coaches, telling me to chill. That's ice inside a volcano. I'm from Baltimore, got more stripes than the Bengals. Snatch a nigga flag, toast tag, your star spangled. Catch 100 shots, nigga, they coming from all angles.
See, that motherfucking foot on your neck, nigga. Two shots in this bitch. One to the head, one to the chest. If they bury me, fucking loot. Whole lot of that shit, squad shit, you hear me? In my beach, take a swim, man. Cause the actor get rolled out the script. No cap.
Oh, we back, y'all.
Alrighty. I definitely like that joint. Yeah, I like that. That was Lights Out by Tata G. He always give me those vibes when you know, he performed with at the Benny Siegel show. You know, I always get those vibes when I hear his track, because that was definitely reminiscent of his performance that night.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, definitely was. But this our second track of the day, because I know we probably have some callers. So let's get this one on. This is Call Away by our special guest for today, Lovely Tamar.
See?
show.
Alrighty. I definitely like that joint. Because I know we played that before. Because I was singing along. I definitely know that joint. But alright, let's get to the first caller.
We got 415-375.
Yo, what's up, Raw Crush, what's up, Ron Tell Dad, this is RMF from San Francisco calling in.
What's going on, RMF, how you doing today?
Man, I'm just calling in, man, just supporting the show, man, it's been a while, but I'm calling in. I love that song by your special guest. That's a nice song. I really like that song. That's really going on, man. So, yeah, keeping the vibes going, man. I'm still doing my thing. I'm working on my CD. My mixtape, Taking Back Hip Hop, that's coming out next month. So I'm working on that, getting the artwork together, and also working on my and putting my stuff, my singles on mainstream and digital platforms coming out. So that's going to be coming out next couple of weeks. So that's what I'm doing. I'm working on my paperwork so I get all out of the way. So when this coronavirus is over with, so that's what the good thing about having been handling all the paperwork I need to take care of. So getting my clothes and everything. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm working on my show. Everybody know my show, that is every Wednesday on Blackout Radio, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. The show is still every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blackout Radio. So we're still doing our thing, so. Yeah, just call it supporting our show, supporting the Blackout family. You know, y'all doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? So we just networking and just doing our thing, man, and just keeping the vibes going, man. And I love that we got our new. Oh, yeah, what I would like to mention that I'm so glad that our women is doing their thing in hip-hop, you know, so like, we don't know, like a lot of people don't know, women played a major role in the origins of hip hop. So that's good that a lot of the women now are shining, getting ready to shine. So I'm happy for that too. So I like that the new up and coming doing their thing, and you know, just thing and doing and having talent. You know what I'm saying? And don't have to take off their clothes and doing all that other nonsense that they're doing in hip hop nowadays. So I like that we got some talent out here that's working. So we need to expose them more. And so that's what I'm doing, man. So, yeah. But you can find me on Instagram and on Facebook and Twitter under OMF Posse. If you want to send your music to my show, and we'll play it on the show. RedheadRon48@gmail.com. And we'll play. And I have open slots in March and April this year. So if you want to come on and co-host and interview on the show, so still doing my thing, man. And supporting Blackout Radio. You know what I'm saying? So that's all.
Yeah. Well, I am definitely looking forward to hearing some new music from you. So yeah, we're gonna have you come and guest co-host with us as well. When your project's coming out.
Yeah, just let me know. Yeah, and I'll definitely send you some music, definitely. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So I'm definitely going to put out the music finally. It's coming out finally. So, you know, it's been a long time coming. So, but God have paths, different paths to everybody. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just blessed, man. I'm cancer-free. You know what I'm saying? I'm in remission. You know, so I'm blessed, man. 2021, we got a black woman vice president in office. So change has come, man. So God is good. The women is doing their thing, like I said. So I'm just shout out to the women, man. that's what time it is. Like, shout out to the women doing their thing, man. And like, you know, and I don't know about these men. I don't know what we met, what these men out here doing, but these women are doing their thing, man. So I just applaud them, man. We got to stand up and
yes, we are.
Man, y'all keep doing y'all thing, and I support y'all, man. Blackout Radio, or I'm in for miles. You know, man. I'll talk
all right,
to y'all soon.
Have a good night. All right,
all
yeah,
right,
yeah, so we'll be in touch soon. Have a good night and be safe out there, homie.
All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's get to another truck. No, another truck.
Yeah, another
truck. We'll get to another
truck. Another caller.
Well, we got callers if y'all want.
Yeah, let's just another caller. We'll do a track in a minute.
702-215.
Yeah, this is Sonny Black from Elite World Records. Yeah, I got my girl Lovely Tomorrow on there, man. I just wanted to say thanks checking in, man. It's first time listening to the show. You know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate the love.
Appreciate you.
Oh, yes. Well, like, I don't know if you heard me. The first track we played of hers, I'm definitely feeling because we played it before, so I was singing along to it. So I'm definitely excited to be able to, you know, have it on and definitely do this interview. I'm always looking forward to it. And, you know, R&B is my favorite genre, so.
Yeah, well, she's definitely doing her thing right now, man, and we really appreciate it.
Well, definitely. You guys are so welcome, and thanks for tuning in.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. You be safe out there. Yeah. All right, let's go to the next one.
470779.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can.
I know who it is. Mr. Swag 360, Uncle World, Third Eye Open, Demigod, Hip Hop Savior. Y'all already know I got to talk my shit. Shout out Blackout Radio. Got to give a shout out to my guy, Eddie Powell. And, yeah, y'all know I got a compilation album coming soon. I got a couple artists on there. My artist Tommy should be on here. I heard you say you like R&B. He got them vocals, so. Yeah, we bringing that.
Okay.
And, yeah, for sure. And I definitely got that brand new gun video. I remember I got on here, I was telling y'all about that, promoting that brand new gun video. It's out now, so, you know what I'm saying? Go run that up for me. Appreciate the support.
Okay, so definitely. Did you send me some music?
Nah, I didn't get to send you none. I don't remember you giving me the email. I don't think you gave me the email.
All right, well, it's basically kind of like the name of our show, RoyalCrushTakeOverRadio@gmail.com.
Okay, so Royal Crush.
Yeah.
Royal Crush.
Royal Crush. I'm friends with Eddie on Facebook, so just send me a friend request and I'll send it to you.
I'm
Royal Crush Keisha.
Oh, God.
Royal Crush Keisha.
Yeah, I appreciate
all right,
that.
So definitely, we definitely appreciate you too, and I'm looking forward to hearing this R&B.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, definitely. Thanks for calling in, and you be safe out there.
All right, no problem. You too.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the next one.
770-917.
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
Hello.
Where you from?
Nothing much. Calling in with Mr. Swag 360, man. I'm one of the singers on the track that he got coming out soon. Tommy. My Instagram name is future_doc. So yeah, I'm one of the vocalists on there.
Okay, well, tell me your Instagram name one more time.
That's future_doc.
Underscore doc. All right, I'm gonna follow you.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, you got anything else you want to promote, or that's it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm definitely gonna follow you so I can check you guys out.
All right. We appreciate that.
All right. Well, definitely. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate that, and you be safe out there. All right,
you too.
Yeah. All right, let's get one more on.
4-9-5.
Hello.
804-495-LOBS.
Yes, I was just calling in to give a shout out to my sister, Lovely Tomorrow. I just want to keep pushing her and to let her know that
804-604, you're live.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, say your name, where are you from?
My name is Tiandra, and I'm calling to give a shout-out to Lovely Tamara from 804.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, but she's not on the line yet. She'll be on right shortly. But definitely, thank you for, you know, like, calling in. I think. Okay. Well, I think that it's always good when your people support you. All right. Well, you know what? Since our special guest is listening and she'll be getting on the line soon, let's go to Misunderstanding by our special guest, Lovely Tamar.
Just a misunderstanding.
All righty, that is another good hit. That was Misunderstanding by our special guest, Lovely Tamar. I definitely like that joint as well. All the way from, she's born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. So let's have a warm welcome for our, our special guest, Miss Lovely Tamar.
Hey. Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good in you. I stumbled through that intro a little bit, but I made it work.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Showing me love, I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah. You are so welcome. I mean, I like the music that you sent us today. And, we played your song, Call Away, before. And so this time, I knew most of the words.
Okay, I mean, you like it. See, that's what I want. I want people singing it.
Yes,
with
I
me.
Do.
Yes.
I definitely do like it. Yeah, R&B is definitely my favorite genre. I love it all, but baby making music is always is always fun.
Oh yeah, I love making music, like soul music, stuff people can relate to. Feel in your heart a little bit.
Yeah. So I mean, I see like you've always been in like talent shows. You got it from, you grew up singing with your grandmother. Like now, being a songwriter, what comes first for you? Do you like you have the beat or do the words come first? Like, how is your creative process?
Well, once I hit a beat, I pretty much know, where I'm going to go with the song, if it's relatable to me. So I have to really have something I can relate to as far as in my life that I really can, put something creative together and also something that people can relate to as me as a person, because I really want to tell a story. And I really want people to get to know who I am as an artist. So nothing too much made up. A lot of it's real, especially with Misunderstandings. That's real deep for me. Call Away is a good song that came with interaction with good people and people that's right there on the spot as far as I can call, I can count on. And also, a good friend. Always good to have a good friend. It's a call away. Shout out to my team.
Oh, yeah.
Riley Records. I know they're listening and everybody's rooting for me. They got my back. So doing big things, just trying to keep motivated and keep moving with this music. What'd you say?
I said, what made you get into the music industry?
Well, I always liked to sing. My grandmother was a gospel singer, and growing up in the church with her, and I just loved to hear her sing. And to be a kid, she could just make you want to shout. So I was like, if I could be great like that, or I could bring people together like that as my grandmother did, and just being up under her guidance and appreciating her and what she brought to the table, it made me want to reach people too. And, you can reach people fussing and fighting and doing the crazy stuff, but when you do something more on a mental note and stuff to help people and people can really get into their heart with you, I think that's more better.
Yeah, exactly. I take the uplifting, over anything. And that's what I think, a good story, do for, people. Your music is definitely very relatable, and also it makes you kind of very versatile, so that'll
oh,
give
yeah.
you that longevity, in the game.
Yeah, I get different responses from men, I get different responses from women, especially with Misunderstanding. It looked like that one reached a lot of men more than it did females, and it's really about being a woman that's been abused. I tell my story all the time, I'm not ashamed of it. But a lot of men have been abused as well. And that's something I grew to learn with that particular song, by people reaching out to me, asking me how I got over it. What are you doing to keep yourself together? What's motivating you, in your life at this point? And basically it is music, because music is my therapy. It's a way to express myself and also release emotions and feelings in a positive way and be heard, not just people listening, but actually to be heard by other people. So if it's helping people in any type of way that's been a victim of abuse, I'm blessed for that. That's the glory of music, to help each other and to be able to help each other, motivate each other to move on in life, even when you had, hardship because that was a real difficult song for me. I don't even perform that one too much, but I guess I need to start because they always say, when are you going to sing Misunderstanding? You know, you need to sing that song. You know, if you cry, we'll cry with you. So I was like, okay, I just have to, you know, pull through that one and y'all just have to cry with me, I guess. So that's a beautiful thing that, you know, people can relate to it.
Yeah, and I definitely commend you for that. I think it shows great character when a person, you know, can take an event in their life that was very tragic to them, you know, and use it to inspire and help uplift other people. You know, and I think sometimes as a society as a whole, we don't always recognize that men can also be abused as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had one straighten me out on that one. He was like, is this just for women? I was like, no, it's for pretty much anybody that can relate to it, sir. I hope I'm not offending anybody. He was like, no, and I'm a man that's been, you know, abused by my wife, and he told me his story. And I was just, you know, I was blessed to hear his story. We spoke highly, you know, on what we went through, and, you know, we cried together, you know. And just as an artist, to have people that really want to relate to you and tell you their, you know, their stories and listen to each other, that was a blessing for me right there. I said, with just one person or two people that a song can reach or help, then that's a blessing. That's more than money can buy to me. So I'm blessed with just that.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely can understand that. You know, when you were first trying to, like, get into the industry, did you find that it was hard or it was challenging?
Not really. I mean, it still is what it is. I've been doing music for so long, the in and out of the industry and the ups and downs that come with it and the people that you meet. You know, you have the people that you're believers in, then you have your people that just want something from you, and it goes vice versa. You just have to weigh your odds out. You have to keep your courage up as well, because sometimes you feel down with it because people pull you down from your dream. As I say, you know, God is my, you know, I live by faith, not by sight. So I'll just keep on going with whoever do pull with me, and hopefully that'll always make a stronger impact than the people that try to knock you down for what you do. So, you know, even with my kids, I tell them, too, a dream is a dream. It's your dream. So the only person that's actually going to pull through that will be you. You know, and you're going to have people that don't like this or don't like that. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to satisfy everybody, but the goal is to satisfy as many as I possibly can, you know, and leave some type of mark that I still was here on this earth, you know, and I love people. So hopefully that'll be enough.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way of looking at it, because sometimes you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, like, all you can do is stand in your truth and just speak from your heart. You know, you can't really look for, sometimes I think people look for outside validation, and you're not going to always get that at times, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's been like this through this ride, even with their music as well and stuff like that, and me being their mom, and like, I'm always trying to, as a single mother, always trying to build up kings, because those are my kings and I'm their queen. So I always want them to represent greatness and always do something positive. You know, it ain't just about this, what the world have going on, all this negativity, all these young men in trouble. You know, I try to keep mine positive and grounded, to respect the woman, you know, cherish her and what she brings to the table, and also respect yourself as a man and hold yourself accountable for what the things that you do on this earth and your actions, because they always speak louder than words. So, with that being said, mine's is great. I'm going to make sure I do that to the day I die as a single mom, making sure I'm putting down good things for them to follow suit by, and just know that life ain't over till it's over, you know. So we all have a job to do.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Thank you. Yes, girl. Single mama, stand up. Yes. All these women out here that's doing it by yourself, it can be done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just stay grounded, stay focused. You know, we go through the most as a woman, you know, when we're raising our kids and we are single parents. But at the end of the day, you know, looking at them and seeing how they're doing and their greatness, it makes me proud of being a single mom and having their voice, that they respect me enough to listen and follow suit of what I'm doing to try to make a great mark on this earth and keep doing positive things and not let the negative things throw them off track of what they're supposed to be for, and that's destined for greatness.
Yeah, well, I definitely like that.
Oh, yeah.
That
ain't easy.
Oh, yeah, it definitely isn't. It definitely isn't, you know, I'm the oldest of four, so I definitely, you know, understand the struggle that can be there with,
oh, yeah,
with raising kids by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you, I always like to know about, like, collaboration. If you could collaborate with three people, like, dead or alive, who would they be?
Mary J. Blige, I would love to do something with her. Patti LaBelle, that's my girl, that's my idol, that's where I pretty much got my little second coaching from, listening to her growing up, Somebody Love You, and things in her range, and how she delivered her music to pull people in, if I could be great as her. Whitney Houston, God knows she's something to live up to. So, you know, all the great ones, I really felt, you know, as a kid growing up, and still seeing Patti doing her thing. I mean, that makes me like, okay, I know I can still do it if she could do it. Shawty girl ain't lost it all beat yet. So I'm really, you know, looking up to my people, and one day hopefully they hear my music and they like what I got to offer as well. Some people compare me to Patti sometimes with certain songs I do, my range and certain deliveries that I do on my music, which all come from the great ones. You know, Aretha Franklin, come on now. I mean, I grew up with the best of them. You know, music ain't the way it used to be. You know, I'm trying to bring back the goodness of music. You know, when you say, girl, get up and you want to clap your hands, maybe you want to stomp your feet, you know, maybe you want to cry, you may want to hug a sister. You know, something that give people hope, man. We got so much craziness on the radio now, and it's nothing to really motivate and keep positive energy going for people to actually want to be positive. You know, so somebody has to do it. Somebody has to have a message, you know, to give to the people to say, hey, good music is good. R&B is still out here. We're not dead at all. We still got a story to tell, and we still got a message to give to people. So, you know, those are my biggest people, you know, that I would love to do something with. Hopefully that comes soon. Hopefully that's
Yeah, I definitely can see that. You know, and they're all, like, good picks. And you're definitely right. I barely listen to, like, FM radio these days because it all kind of sounds the same. No one, you know, like, standing out and doing anything different.
Oh, yeah.
And I really think that just does a disservice to people because we get some of, like, the best music. Like, people send us their tracks, like, on this show than what I hear on the radio. So I listen to it every now and then, but those songs are in my top five. Yes, like,
we're in a pandemic right now. I mean, I love the trap music and all, but that ain't cheering my soul to want to get up and do nothing positive about saying the things that they say, which I'm all for the trap music. It's where I rap as well. I do a little stuff with my sons as well. We got a project coming out, like Mother, Like Son. Well, I'm doing music with them and collabing with them as well. Just showing, hey, I'm a mother that go hard. I ride or die for my kids. Whatever it takes as a single mom, I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter. I live for these kids. Everything that I do is for my kids, you know, so that's my life. So it's nothing that I won't do for them. So I have to get into their little world too, the rock out with their age group and stuff like that. So when they hear my music, they still be like, wow, I still love Call Away. I love Misunderstanding. God, I love owning popping. You know, that's y'all mom. I love that energy too, you know, because they don't think I'm their mom because I get off when I get to trapping with them. Well, so they see a whole nother side of loving Tamara. They say, oh my God, she do everything. I was like, yes, because I'm having fun. When you're enjoying life and you're not bitter and you're not letting nothing hold you back, like I said, I've been through hell and back. So at this point in my life, it's just about having fun, living it to the fullest.
Yeah.
God called me home. He ain't called me yet, so at the end of the day, I'm going to keep on going because he ain't say rest
yet.
When he called me to rest, then I'll stop, baby. Until then, let's get it.
Well, I definitely like you.
Thank you.
I am liking you, what I'm hearing from you. Because I do think, like, people, you know, we one, you gotta support your kids. You know, I love that. And then, you know, it's like those. You're not dead, so you have to enjoy life. And I tell people that all the time. You know, you never know what can happen in life, and what that road can look like. So I'm going to love my life until the wheels fall off, and that's what I'm doing. And I really do mean until the wheels fall off. You know.
Oh like, yeah, I'm with you. I am so with you. Nothing's stopping me now. Shout out to Shake Man. Shout out to Shy Watts. Those are my kids, and they got music out there and everything. So y'all going to be seeing a whole lot more on both sides of the fence with me as far as rapping, musically, and singing, and all that good stuff. I'm a comedian, too. I love to make people laugh. I just like good energy. So that's the only thing you expect from me is positive energy. A good time, that's what I bring to the table. So, hey, y'all ready for some positive? I'm ready.
Well, I'm definitely ready for it. I definitely like it. Like I said, and I am liking you. So I do a little bit of Instagram stalking. So you see me all on your page. You be like, okay, she
doing a little. Oh much. Yeah, please follow me. Yes, follow me on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. And you know, we support each other, Queen. That's what we're supposed to do. Everybody's doing something to follow their dreams. So we have to piggyback off each other, and we have to help each other. That's all that we're going to make it rise to the top without all the obstacles. We have to override the obstacles and be there for each other. And we don't have a lot of that going on. So anything, inbox me, DM me, call me up. I'm going to call away, as you know. So all you have to do is call me, and we can do something. It doesn't even matter. Anything positive, anything to help, I'm always available.
That is great. I definitely like that. But I know we got a caller. Let's get to a caller, see if they got a question for you, and let them promote.
Okay.
Hey,
it's Tupac
Tina Jackson. How y'all doing?
Hey,
hello. Hey. What's your name?
Yeah. Lovely Tamara.
Lovely Tamara. Okay, I would like to follow you and tune into your music. What can I follow you at?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all that good stuff. It's always simple. It's just Lovely Tamara. That's LoveyTamarl. Just anywhere you type that in, you should be able to pull me up. And if anything you need, DM me if you can't find me. I'm available. I'm trying to make sure everybody know who I am, get some good positive energy out there. Thank you for inquiring to follow me. I appreciate that, each one teach one. So, hey, let everybody know I'm out here, baby girl. I appreciate that.
I definitely will. And you can follow me at Tupac Tina Jackson on Spotify and Tupac Tina Jackson on iTunes and YouTube.
Okay, all right. All right, Queen. And look, DM me and make sure so I got your information and everything, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Thanks, sis, for calling in.
All right.
Yeah. All right, let's go to one more.
Okay.
So one more?
Yeah, we can get on one more.
All right. We got 757692.
Hey y'all, escape school. I got a new joke for you. Which Pokemon likes sneeze? Pikachu. Yeah, Pikachu. Okay. Which celebrity likes to cook? Zach, because he has an apron. You get it? Apron. I don't know if you guys find it funny. What else?
Hello?
What do you call a Mexican with a rubber toe? Roberto!
Alright, we got 434604.
Hello, say your name, where you from?
Alright, hands right now.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, we that call definitely was interesting. All right. Well, let's get this is This is the order popping by our special guest, Lovely Tamar.
Yay.
It's the Legion.
Baby, it's on the night. I'm feeling the mood is right. I'm down to do whatever, babe. I just wanna give you all of me. Tell me you want me too, just as much as I want you. I can see the look in your eyes. We both know it's going down tonight. It's on now, baby. Your body got me crazy. No more time for no patience. Lay me down, baby.
I like that joint too. So do you have, you know, I'm liking all of that. Do you have a new project coming out?
Yeah, I got the Like Mother Like Son coming out. Like I told you, I was trying to like reach all age groups and stuff like that before I drop my final EP with my album. Put out a few singles so they can get used to my voice and know who I am. With Like Mother Like Son, they'll hear me singing as well and also rapping, so they see another side as well that I can be versatile in the music industry and bring different stuff to the table. I'm pretty sure y'all gonna love my album. Shout out to the producer Clef Major, shout out to Legion Beats. A lot of my music comes from inspired by my engineer and also with the beats that I do get from Legion Beats and other artists that send stuff to me that they just say they want me to sing on and how, you know, how my voice sounds. So with this album, there'll be a lot of people that I give credit to that actually helped me bring out the best in me and how I feel about my music and things of that nature to bring it to life. So hopefully you guys follow along. You enjoy what I'm bringing to the table. You can relate to all my music. We're going to have some fun. We're going to turn up a little bit. We're going to sing in the car a little bit. You know, we're going to hug Abu a little bit because On the Pop is about somewhere very special. But as y'all probably know that because it's On the Pop. But everything has some truth to it. I ain't lying about nothing, girl. I ain't saying, but none. I'm grown.
So we will just tell it to Shay the Devil, but I'm going to give it to you nice and classy because I am a queen at the end of the day and also a mother. And shout out to my family and my kids and for supporting me and everybody else that's out here supporting me, even my city and all over the world, really actually getting a lot of good feedback in reference to what I'm doing, which y'all motivate me every day to keep going and stay in the studio and busting my butt. So at the end of the day, I do this for my people. I love you guys for, you know, inspiring me and keeping me going, especially with this pandemic. Thanks for all the good energy. Thank you guys for supporting me, having me on your show today. That's a blessing. I'm so honored. Anytime that anyone recognizes who I am, that's what I'm doing it for, to be recognized and for people to hear my story and my truth. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. You played all of my music that I have out. I'm so blessed. I'm just happy right now. I'm on cloud nine. every time I do something, I'm always happy about it. I'm a real sensitive person, so y'all probably, you know, get to know that about me too.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, like you, and like I said, I definitely commend you for being able to take your pain and, you know, put it out there for people to, you know, enjoy, but also help them grow and heal.
Oh yeah,
You know, cause, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all any of us, you know, really want to do is be seen and be heard. You know, and you're definitely doing that, and you're giving a voice to the voiceless about a lot of things. We don't always, you know, think about men's pain, and you know, a lot of people just feel like, you know, like something has happened to you and your scars will heal. But sometimes it's the emotional scars that people can't see, you know, that takes the longest to heal, and some people never heal from it.
Oh yeah, it's a process, especially when you've been through a lot, being a victim of abuse and things of that nature. It's an everyday struggle sometimes because people leave their marks on you, you know, even with your greatness and your heart and your love and wanting to be all that you can be. We still have to always keep our head up, stay strong. So shout out to all those that's out there that's living your truth and still maintaining. Kudos to you. Stay strong. I'm doing the same things. Nothing to be ashamed about. Keep your head up. No, Lovely Tamara, love you. And we're going to make a mark on this earth, baby.
Yeah, I definitely like that. And, you know, we have thoroughly enjoyed having you on the show. And I'm looking forward to the Like Mother, Like Son. So I can definitely, I'm looking forward to more music from you. And we definitely have to
You
guys.
Thank you, Queen.
We definitely have to have you guys back on when you're ready. Because, I love people that is doing something positive in our community and just not, you know, we all have bad things happen to us, you know, but, you know, you're out here doing something positive, and I always love to give that a shine.
Oh, yeah. Yes, baby. That's my strength. That's my strength. That's my therapy. Everybody got to find their way, you know, and that's just my way of keeping on going with a smile on my face, baby. Being out here, people enjoy me. They know my name. You know, they be saying, hey, lovely. And I'm like, hey, boo, come on, take a picture. You know, happy whisper. They love my energy. I mean, it's love, man. We don't have enough of that. So I'm trying to give all the love I can, you know, try to turn the tables to be something different in this world. Somebody has to do it to start with one person at a time. So if I can reach one other person, that person can reach somebody else, then I'm doing my job. So with that being said, I guess I keep on going till the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
Yes, girl. I'm telling you, this is something. I got a testimony. I feel like I'm about to preach.
That's what I was going to say. I definitely was going to say this was almost a church sermon, you know. Look, that's just how it, you know, it feels. But I have a friend, you know, my girlfriend. Her name is actually Tamara. You guys spell it very similar, but she doesn't have the L on the back of her name. And, you know, she has wrote a book about her story about being molested when she was a child. And, you know, like your energy, when I say like, you know, like your vibe and your energy definitely feels similar to hers, and she's actually a minister now. So, like this conversation can really go on and on and on because I felt like I'm talking to a girlfriend. Honestly, like that's just the vibe that I get from you, and you know it's always good when you can talk to good people.
Tell her follow me. I like to read her book too. I want to read her book. We support each other. Queen, stand up.
I definitely will.
Everybody's out here doing something. Let's do that. Yes. Thank y'all so much again. I appreciate you guys. Shout out to my team. Shout out to my family. Shout out to Be More, Maryland, New York, everybody that supported Lovely Samara. I appreciate you guys so much. It means the world to me. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you are so welcome. And like I said, I'm going to be stalking you on Instagram. And I will definitely link you two up because you just definitely give me like good energy. And before we let you go, throw your links out there one more time.
Okay, everybody, I'm simple. I try to make it easy because we all got to remember. So, as always, Lovely Tamara on any social sites you go on, LOVELY, Tamara, that's TAMARL, TAMARL. Support your girl, Reppin' 804 R&B Soul Music. Thank you so much.
Yes, you are so welcome. And if anyone would like to know how you can get your music played on the show or get an interview for the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or for my co-host, he's Mr. Runto, that on IG. I just want to tell you guys that if no one, like, I just feel like this is just on my spirit. If no one has told you today that they love you, I love you. Because I truly do. I want you all to have a great week. Be safe out there. And just be kind to one another. And Black T, I know we won't be able to play the whole track, but to send us out, play some of One Call Away by Lovely Tamara.